Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 2, and there's one onward we will read, and then we pray. Acknowledge therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself to ransom for all to be testified in due time. Let's come to pray. Lord, thank you. We praise you, we magnify you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, your help and your support to us. Thank you for you save us, you send your Son Jesus Christ to save us, that we know you, we know the truth, and our sins are cleansed, O God, and get sanctified, and we here we are in your presence, in your kingdom, to go on and save you, O God. And Lord, we pray, we invite your Spirit today in our midst, in our meeting. Let your name be lifted up and glorified, O Lord. We pray, O God, that you will lead us in your perfect will of yours. Give us deep understanding, O God. Speak to us and direct us. Anoint our prayers, O God. We pray, O Lord, for peace. We pray for protection from yours, O God. Protect us from this pandemic and take it away altogether in the name of Jesus. And we pray also, Lord. We pray for the wars that's going on in the world, Lord. We pray for it to stop. Have mercy on the people. Oh God, we are praying and interceding, oh God, on the behalf of the poor and needy and afflicted and those who are having a troubled time. Oh God, we pray. You help them and stop this war in the name of Jesus. Let's come now to God and let's ask forgiveness for our sins and our trespasses. Lord, forgive. Forgive all the confessed sin, O God. Forgive your people who left you, O God. Forgive the sinners. Forgive the kings and the rulers who are doing evil. O God, we pray. Open their eyes to know you and to follow you, O Lord. Forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. O God, and we pray that you give us boldness to preach your word and to testify and to evangelize, to raise the lost in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, fill us once again with the Holy Spirit to go on and save you. Let's pray also for our needs, just ask God your need and what you in need of. Jesus say, come to me all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Answer the prayers of your people today. Answer our prayers, O God, our needs. Heal us and guide us. Heal the sick people. Provide jobs, incomes, open doors, give solution, wisdom. Answer the prayers of your people. Let's pray for one another. If you know anyone having a problem, difficulties, struggle, pray for him, pray for her. God is a God who answers prayer. Answer our prayers, Lord. Guide us and help us and strengthen us to go on and serve you in the name of Jesus. Lead us, Lord, in the way that you want us to go on. Let's pray for our families, pray for your husband, pray for your wife, Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Our God is the Lord who answers our prayers, who help us in our troubles. Help the families, Lord. Help the husbands. Help the every man to put you in his head, that he will follow you wholeheartedly, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us and strengthen us, O Lord. We bless you, O God. We magnify you. Bless the families. Let them shine, O God. Let them express your love. Let them be examples to others, to the non-believers who are around them, to know you and to follow you, O God. Pray for Bible reading to be done in every family daily, O God. They will worship together. And you will be the focus, O Lord. Even the world around us going away astray. But each and every family of your church, O God, we will put this banner, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. O God, we choose not the idols of this world, not the idols of the tradition, but we choose as our Lord. And your word is our guidance and our curriculum, not only to study but to live it, in the name of Jesus. Pray for your job, pray for your boss, pray for your company to prosper. The place God has placed you there to work and to get income and also to preach his word, to be a good example. I pray, maintain your people. I pray, O God, that everyone to do his work and assignment well, to focus on you and the task entrusted to each and everyone. O God, to be a good example, to work honestly, to be protective and a fruitful person. Bless all these places, that our brothers and sisters, that each and every one of us working through these places, when they are prosper, we will also prosper in the name of Jesus. O God, help and provide. Pray for these companies who are not having income, for the sake of your people who are working there. Give them income, Lord. Give them income so that they will bless your people. Those having pending salaries, provide for them, oh God, for these companies so they will pay all the salaries. I pray for also those who are looking for a job and they need. Provide, oh God. Provide, provide, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for the people around us, people in our neighborhood, people in our friends, our colleagues, and our relatives, back home or here, wherever they are. Let's pray that we can expand as a church, raise them with the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for all the Bible studies and the congregation that is planted. Lord, the families, the new families that are reached out, we pray for more spread, more evangelism. Refill us once again, O God, in the name of Jesus, to go on and do the work of yours faithfully, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to spread your word. I pray for fruit, O God. Use all our talents and skills and spiritual gifts to reach new areas with the gospel, in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us out to our members, those who are save. I pray for more people to get water baptized in the name of Jesus. More Bible studies to be requested, and people will be looking for your word and they will be hungry for your word in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God. And we pray that each and every member of the church, each and every worker of us, O Lord, elders, pastors, and parents, that children, that we will be expressing your character and attitude to be more loving, kind, gentle, joyful, persevering, patient, with long-suffering, with a forgiving heart, clean heart, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that we have more humility, O God, generosity, faithfulness, self-controls. We pray you bestow on us the more fruit, and we will persevere in doing that in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for more people to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh God, refill us once again. Oh God, and I pray for those who are not yet baptized with the Holy Ghost. Fill them right now, oh God. Even those who gone astray and those who have been dried, oh God, refill them. And also, Lord, that you said their heart desire to back to you, Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. I pray for for the gift of tongues, speaking in tongues. I pray for message of wisdom, message of knowledge. I pray for gift of exhortation. I pray for gift of pastoring, gift of teachers, evangelists, prophets, O God, gift of healing, gift of faith, whatever we lack of skills and talents, you will provide for us, O Lord. We pray for blessing upon all the ministries of the church, the worship ministry, the prayer ministry, the Bible studies, the also children ministry, the church school, the youth ministry, and the reach and every parents, O God, Lord, the farming ministry, Lord. We pray that you will bless all these ministries, O Lord, even Lord, anoint the publications of the church. Anoint also, Lord, that the Gaelic translations, bless all the language that the church has, that we will reach all people, O God, around us. O Lord, refill us once again with more compassion and more love to the lost, O God. Give us boldness to preach, O Lord. Stretch out your hand and do miracles and reveal yourself to the people around us that you are the true God, and we are your servants. Lord, we pray that you anoint the worship today. Here we are to worship you, O God. Anoint our worship, O God. Anoint, Lord, our giving, the songs, the prayers, the message, O God. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name, O God, be glorified. O Lord, as we pray, fight the battle, O God. So with you, the enemies, Lord, we trample on the power of darkness. We come against all the wars that the devil is doing against your church and your people. Lord, as we worship, O God, anoint, O God, and revive, and give strength, and help your church. Help us, Lord, each and every one, to go on and serve you in the name of Jesus.
Never know how much it greatness, O God. Here we are to worship, here we are to bow down, here we are to say that you are our God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to us. Shine, O God, unto us. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire.
Yeah.
Yes, O God. Shine, Jesus, shine, though you seem so far away. A million miles or more it feels today. We will sing. We will honor you. We will lift our hands to honor you, no matter what.
Thank you.
the Lord. Change this heart inside of me. Change this heart inside of me. Break the chains of death upon us. Let us rise in honest worship to declare you matchless one. Our hearts on Zion. This is the seed of nations worship. Claiming all of your possession, praying now that every heart will bow before the Lord in praise. Our hearts on Zion. It's the seed that nations worship. Our cry, our prayer.
O God. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time. Thank you for bringing us to the most holy place. Thank you for touching each and every one of us heart. Thank you for reviving us. We magnify, Lord. We adore even now, O God, as we sit in your presence. Speak to us your word and lead us in the way that you want us to go on and do the work of yours and your will. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's now bring our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit into the storehouse of God. So there will be food in my house, say the Lord, and He will open the windows of heaven and bless us and pour us so much a blessing that we will have no place to keep. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for all your people who obeyed you, who do your bidding and do your will and do your plan. Thank you, God. Open the windows of heaven and bless them as they obey you, O God. And pour us so much blessing that they have no place to keep. And rebuke the devourer in their life. Let all nations know that we are blessed by you. And I pray, Lord, use this amount of money, multiply it. Let your grace upon it, reach it, use it to reach the lost. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We'll continue today to speak from lesson from the sermon of Jesus on the mountain. And we had read last week Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to verse 21. And the Lord say that we should store treasures in heaven. I'll read again, lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your heart, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. We learn that to do these things, to have treasures in heaven, that we need to put our heart in heaven with God, with His word, with His will, with His command. And we need to translate all what God gives us of earthly treasures into heavenly one by using all that we have for His glory. And we discussed that we need to work and get income. We need to spend on ourselves. We need to enjoy what we are getting. We need also to support our families, and we need to give what is due to God and help the poor and needy, and we need also to save. And in the light of this, Jesus continues and say in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 22 to verse 24, and that's what we're going to continue and discuss today. He said, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? In verse 24, he said, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and Mammon. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your word to us, to your church, and not my lips. And let your name be magnified. Put verses and a statement. And let be the message clear to your church and your people to do your bidding, your commands. Take it and spread it. Let be fruit 30, 60, and 100, and let your name be glorified and magnified. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Here Jesus starts to speak about the eye. And in the light of how we can see things around us, especially in regard to material things, and in regard and pertain to finances that God had taught us to have treasures in heaven. The way we see things and the way that that we think in our mind, also it also reflects the way that our eyes are seeing. The eyes, for each body, it gives the light. That's what he said. The light of the body is the eye. Through the eye, the whole body can see what is outside. And what he means here is that the way you think, the way you analyze, the way you prioritize your thing. He said, if your eye single, if you are looking into the right perspective, right way that God want you to look and deal with the earthly treasures and finances in the right way, then your eyes is correct and you are, and it is whole and it is clean and it is also right. But if you are corrupt, if you are dishonest, if you have greed, if you have love of money, and if there is corruption involved inside you, then that is what is the darkness had creep inside you. And you know, he also say the Lord, but if then I shall be evil, and that is how what he mean here. When you use your eye in a wrong way, when you speak about eye, you speak also about mind. When your mind have another corrupted thought that contradicts the will of God and the word of God, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? We will go through the scriptures now, and we will see what the scriptures speak about the eyes. When the eye see things and analyze it in a wrong way, that's where the darkness and the power of darkness and the devil will come inside and fill the heart. In the book of Genesis, chapter 3, and we recall the story that how the woman had taken the decision to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God had told man, and she knew it very well, that they can eat from all the trees in the garden, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they shall not eat, because the day they will eat, they will die. See here Satan, what the Satan told her. Let's read from verse 3, 4, and then up to verse 6. He said to her, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw, she saw with her eyes, saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasing to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now here the woman, she know the word of God, she know that God say no, but she was enticed by the word of Satan, because he told her, the day that you will eat with it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God. Now here there, how she saw the things in a dark way. When you see things contradict the word of God, then you need to stop where you are, because that in that case you are going to do sin. Why she eat? Because she has pride. There's no fear of God in her heart, and she was enticed by the word of the devil, and she was deceived by her eyes. You know, even we read in the book of 2 John and chapter 2, you know, he spoke about the loss of the eyes and the loss of the flesh. When we are controlled by such things, we will go into wrong direction and we will disobey God. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to verse 17, Apostle John, he warned us, love not the world. When you love the world, your treasure will be on earth. But God wants us to love the heavenly things, to have treasures in heaven. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth for ever. Now here, the lust of the eyes. Again, we need to know that if your eyes is single, how to see things in the correct way based on the scriptures. We have another story of somebody who sinned with his eyes and caused havoc. You know, Achan, when he decided to steal from the devoted things, when God told them that they will give everything of the city that of Jericho to the Lord, he was, you know, when he was entitled to do sin and steal, when he saw a cloth which is rich and it is having gold and silver, when he saw it with his eyes, that's what Jesus said, let you have store treasures in heaven. When he saw the gold and the silver, he was enticed and he confessed it. He confessed it. Let's read Joshua chapter 7, verse 20 to verse 21. He said, when I saw among the spoils a godly Babylonian's garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50, shekels weighed, then I coveted them and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver and the red. Now here his sin, he say what he did wrong and how he was enticed by his eyes, and that is remind us of what the Jesus say here, that the eyes is the light for the body. If your eyes is single, the whole body is light. But if your eyes is dark, the whole body is darkness. And what kind of darkness when the way you think is in the wrong way and away from God? Job chapter 31 and verse 1, Job say, I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think about a maid? You know, he said that he decided not to look for a woman so he will not be enticed and doing wrong things. You know, eyes are very dangerous, especially I want to speak about window shopping. When you look things with your eyes and you go ahead and you buy and you use the earthly treasures, instead of translating them to heaven, you use them into wrong way of spending. David in Psalm 101. Psalm 101 and verse 3. Verse 3, what he say? I will set no wicked thing Before mine eyes, I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not be cleaved to me. He promised that he will not put wicked things, vile things, corrupted things, dishonest things, cheating, greed, dishonesty in the front of his eyes, injustice, doing evil. He commit himself that with that he will not be going to do that because he is going to sin against the Lord. Be careful about watching TVs, movies, playing games on mobile. This all will corrupt your mind and will bring you to do wrong things and will bring darkness into your life. You must know how to restrict yourself so that you will not fall into sin and fall into temptation. The scripture is quite clear here. When the Lord was speaking about eyes, he was not speaking about other things, but about how the link between your eyes and the treasure that God gives you, how you will spend it, because if the way you think is wrong, you will not be able to do what Jesus had instructed to us in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 20 when he say, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and nor steal. We'll go now through the scriptures more, and we will see how the people of God honor the Lord with the things that he gave to them, and how they store up treasures in heaven. And let's read Genesis chapter 22. Genesis 22. When God called Abraham to offer his son, his only son Isaac, that he loved, to the Lord. Let us read it. Genesis 22, verse 1 to 3. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and after him, therefore, a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I tell to thee. Verse 3, and Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and he clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Now here, God asked Abraham to give his son. Abraham did not withhold. Immediately, he was willing to give what God had asked him to give. In the book of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24, he said the Lord, after he spoke about the eyes, and before that he tell us, don't lay treasures on earth, but lay your treasures in heaven. In verse 24, he say, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. He say here, either God or money. Once again, I want to repeat, God is not against you to have treasures. God is not against you if you are a wealthy person. God is not against that. But God wants that your treasures to be translated into heavenly treasures and to be used for his glory alone. All the resource that you have is belong to him. The point is clear. If you are in love with the money, then the money will give you commands and orders, and God will also give you commands and orders. Both of them, they will give commands, God and Mammon. The God will give you commands, and the treasures of the world will give you commands. And these two commands are contradict one another. So you cannot follow both of them. Yes, you are worthy, wealthy, and you are rich, but you are heart with God. That's what God wants. The finances to move in the direction that God wanted to move. But if your heart with the money, God will speak, but the money will go in the wrong direction in life. And that's the way. You cannot serve both money or God. And the scripture teaches us. Teach us these things. And we'll go now to the examples where God had put his people into the test to see if they are worshippers of God or they are worshippers of material things that God had given to them, not to be stored on earth, but to be stored in heaven. In the book of 2 Samuel, when we have the good example of a person, his name, Aruna, that when David went to him and he wanted to buy the threshing floor and he wanted to build on that place an altar to the Lord and to offer to God. In 2 Samuel chapter 24, and let's read verse 21 to verse 23. See this man. Second Samuel chapter 24, verse 21 to 23. And Arunah said, "Wherefore is my Lord the king come to his servant?" And David said, "To buy the threshing floor of thee, to build an altar unto the Lord, that the plague may be stayed from the people." And Arunah said unto David, "Let my Lord the king take and offer up what seemeth sacrifice, what seemeth good unto him. Behold, here be oxen for burnt offerings, sacrifice, and threshing instruments, and other instruments of the oxen for wood." All these things did Arunah, as the king, give unto the king. And Arunah said unto the king, "The Lord thy God accept thee." He does not want to take anything money. He wants to offer it to the Lord, because he come to know that David wants to offer it to God. David, in the same way, let's see how David, his heart was not after money, but he was after God. And the king said unto Arunah, verse 24, "Nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price, neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing." So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. Now here, what Jesus had spoken, you cannot serve both God and mammon, because either you will obey one of them and you will despise the other, either you will love one of them but you will hate the other. If you love money, you are hating God. If you will love God, you honor God, you are despising the material things that is he had given you, and you are willing to give him what he asked you in any due time. In the book of Luke, chapter 18, there's another story about a ruler who came to Jesus asking him how to have eternal life, how to enter the kingdom of God. We will read it all in Luke chapter 18, verse 18 to 27. "And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, All these have I kept from my youth up." Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, "Yet lackest thou one thing: sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come follow me." And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." And they that hear it said, "Who then can be saved?" And he said, "The things which are impossible with men, are possible with God." Now hear the point. This rich man came to the Lord, and the Lord asked him to go and sell all what he had, and he will give it to the poor. He went away. He was sad and sorrowful because he was a rich man. In Matthew chapter 19, the same person, we can read about him in verse 22, say, but Jesus, he say, but when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Jesus told him, "Sell all your possessions, and give it to the poor, and come follow me." When he hears that, he is not willing that his earthly treasures to be translated to the heavenly treasures. So when he came to the Lord, he was willing to do everything, but for the Lord not to touch his finances or his treasures. That is here very clear. We have a person who loved Mammon more than God, who despised the Lord because he loved the riches that God had given to him. In Luke chapter 19, there is another example opposite to this man. Let's read about him now in Luke chapter 19, and that is Zacchaeus. When Jesus entered his house and he entered his life, Luke chapter 19 and verse 1 to 10, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house." And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold." And Jesus said unto him, "This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of God, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Now here, Zacchaeus, when Jesus entered his house, possibly he heard the people, they are saying he's a sinner, he's taking his money with false accusation. Yeah, when he heard it, he cut it short. He said to the Lord, "I will give half of my possessions, treasures, I'll give it to the poor." And if anyone there has pity, I am ready to give him 4 times. Possibly also Zacchaeus. Maybe he hear what Jesus taught to the rich man. The rich man was not ready, that ruler was not ready to do that, but Zacchaeus was ready to give his possession to the poor. And that is where Jesus said, salvation had come into this house. That is in verse 9. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, because Zacchaeus was willing to lay down his treasures in heaven. And Jesus also said, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham, Abraham who was willing to sacrifice his son because God asked him to do that, Zacchaeus also was willing to go along the condition that God, Jesus Christ, asked us to do, to lay down treasures in heaven. We cannot serve both God and Mammon. Either we love one, hate the other. Either we honor one and despise the others. In the book of Luke, chapter 16, and verse 9 to verse 13, and Jesus saying, I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. All what we have, it should be used for the glory of the Lord, as the scriptures and the Holy Spirit direct us to do. He that is faithful, and that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust is the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Verse 13, no servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and he despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Let's all stand. So I stand in God's presence, and let us commit ourselves that we will use our earthly treasures to make treasures in heaven. This is the message, a very critical message, I tell you. It's a crossroad for us. Oh God, help us and guide us. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. We pray, we have to pray that God will revive us. This is the word that God wants us to abide. Here I am, Lord, I am willing. I laid up all my treasure unto your feet, O God. O God, use them for your glory in the name of Jesus, O God. And I pray that my brethren, O Lord, who are here, and our brethren in our other places, other congregations, O God, I pray for revival. I pray you touch all the backsliders like this rich ruler, oh God, people who went away because they love of material things, oh Lord, hear our prayer, oh God, revival, oh Lord, thank you, oh God, our heart with you, Lord, we will honor you, oh Lord, we thank you, Lord. Glory to you, oh God.
Our hearts are desired to see the nations work. shower down upon our people, that we raise upon this earth. In His Spirit leads the darkness, break the chains of death upon us. Let us ride in on us worship, to declare Your matchless worth. Our hearts are desired. It's the seed that nations worship. Our pride, our breath, is the same our praise to the ends of the earth. That with one by divine, every joy that time rejoices, our hearts are desired.
That for 1 hour can withstand the greatness of Your words and thoughts of faith. So we're bold in intercession, claiming all of Your possession. Right now that every heart will bow before Your Lord in
O God, it's our prayer to see the nations worship the Lord. They come into our lives, our treasures, our possessions, and all that we have, Lord, for You, O God. We serve the Lord. We despise all the material things to put it under Your feet to be used for Your glory. Raise up Your people who are honest, O God. Raise them to serve You with us. O God, take Your word and spread it. O God, You bless us. Enlarge Your territory and be with us. And keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Lord, it seems so far away, a million miles or more today. And though I haven't lost my faith, I must confess right now that I need a prayer. But I don't know why to say, but I still give You grace. In all that's in my heart, I will sing, I will praise. In my darkest hour, the sorrow and the pain, I will sing.
But I will put my trust in you, knowing that you died to set me free. I don't know what to say, I don't know where to start, but I still get the grace.
Jesus. Amen and amen.